Shoot. Recorded live.
From Key West to Prudhoe Bay. From Key West, I'm trying to skim. From Key West to Prudhoe Bay. To Death Valley and the Smokies and back. Coming to you live from the 10th floor of the Fisherman's Paradise Civic Center. It's Sci Stand Up with me and all my friends. And now, here it is. Absolutely. Listen, why don't you introduce your guest and tell us a little bit about her, and we'll talk to her and see what's going on with her in her life right now.
Okay, thank you. I am very excited to introduce Tamala Rich, who was the winner of the Vava Vroom I'm One of Those Girls contest. And I'd like to welcome her on right now. Hi, Tamala.
Hi, thanks for having me.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Welcome to the show, Tamala.
Thank you.
Well, I would love to start with reading your essay. Is it okay if I read your essay so people know what we're talking about?
Yeah, I can read it. You can read it, whatever you like.
I'd love to hear it in your voice and your words. Please go ahead.
Okay. In March of this year, I learned to ride a motorcycle. In June, I strapped a pink bra across my windshield and traveled 7,500 miles from North Carolina to Oregon and back to raise money and awareness for breast cancer. I waited until my 48th year to become a real-life motorcycle mama, that's middle-aged motorsport athlete. While I wish I'd done it sooner, I can't remake my life. As one of those girls, I don't waste time with regrets. I joined forces with about 40 other of those girls hailing from the United States and Canada, and we met at our rallying point in Cheyenne, Wyoming this July. You've never seen so much pink on people or bikes. Those girls raised about $40,000 for the cause. I found beauty in the landscape, of course, but also in the people I met on the road. Everyone wanted to get their picture taken with my bra-adorned bike, and many people stopped to tell me, a total stranger, about their bout with cancer or a friend or family member's battle. People asked me if I felt safe on this trip, and I think the pink bra must have been a good luck charm. I never met a scary person or a scary animal, and only once did I have a piece of scary weather about 30 seconds of wind shear. The lesson, don't let fear stop you from doing what you want to do. Those girls know that fear is just excitement without the breath.
Wonderful. And I have to tell you, and the listeners, that Tamala won based on voting on our Facebook page. But if I were given the chance to pick it, I would have picked yours, because your story and you embody the independent, fearless and generous spirit of what I think, you know, a Vava Vroom girl or those girls or just us women riders really embody. So thank you and congratulations on winning the contest.
I was just over the top. I'm so excited. Thank you.
You're welcome. And I know you had a lot of fun with the gear that you won, and you did a lot of reviews on your Facebook page, and you also have you have a website, TamalaRich.com, where I know you've blogged about your experiences as well.
Yes.
Fantastic. Well, Tom always has a question for all of our guests. Tom, do you want to go ahead?
Yes, Tamala, and I doubt it takes much for you to know this since it's recently. And thank you for coming over to our sport. We appreciate you. What was the first motorcycle, and in this case, one you rode or you rode behind, that you ever rode in your life that made you think, oh, this is it. This is where I'm going to go.
Oh, wow. I can't say, you know what? Motorcycling reminds me so much of horseback riding. And I rode horses when I was a kid. So I can't say what motorcycle per se it would have been. I didn't have really much experience riding a motorcycle, even behind. My father at one point bought a Goldwing. He now rides a 1200 GS, a BMW. It was really my brother. He's the guy that got me going. And so the first bike out of my MSF class, the first bike that I rode was his Dakar. He had a 650 Dakar, and so he taught me how to ride on that.
Wow, that's cool. That's a good bike. It's a very good bike.
Oh, I love it. I have a 650. It's not the Dakar. I'm, as they say, vertically challenged, and the Dakar is a pretty tall bike, but
yes.
Mine's a little shorter than that one.
That's cool. Well, you know, you can get yourself a really good set of quality boots and take them to one of those guys that the cobblers that build up shoes for people, and they can put a couple inches on those for you and help you out a lot.
That's
yeah,
true.
Somebody else mentioned that. Yeah.
Yeah, our former guest Sue Slate with the Women's Motorcyclist Foundation has done that, and she's quite vertically challenged, maybe not even 5 feet tall, and she will tell you she can ride any bike out there because of her shoes.
Yeah. My old riding partner, Sue Nightingale, hers were built up 2 inches. And the first time I ever met her, she came out, we was going to, I met her, and we decided we'd have a beer and a glass of wine or something, or something neat. I can't remember what we did. And she came out of her room, and I said, oh, my God, I got Kiss boots on. But they worked very, very well. And she had to take them back. They had to cut the left foot out a little bit so she'd get her on her peg and still get up under her shift and stuff. But they worked very, very well. I was very impressed with them.
Sometimes all it takes is, you know, even that half an inch, whatever it is, just to be a little bit more comfortable or to be able to touch the ground.
Yes, to be able to touch. I'm okay when I'm going. It's the stopping.
Oh, yeah. Right. That's the challenging part. Something about that thud.
Something about it, yeah.
Exactly. Well, let's talk more about you, Tamala. Why did you choose the National Breast Cancer Foundation as your cause for the ride that you did that raised so much money?
Well, it wasn't my doing. I did it on the third year of the Conga ride. This ride was started by Flo Fuhrer, a woman in Canada, in British Columbia, who you probably know Jerry Motorman Palladino, right?
Sure.
Yes, I know who he is, yes.
All right, well, his wife, Donna, and Flo started this ride when Flo bought a motorcycle from Jerry and Donna, and she flew down to Florida to learn how to ride it. Jerry taught her, you know, how to ride like a pro. Mm-hmm. And so then she decided she was going to, you know, take this, you know, she's going to ride her bike back to British Columbia, and that's, you know, quite a ride. And so there was a forum that, you know, of women riders, and she arranged to go all the way from Florida to British Columbia and never rode a mile by herself. People, you know, just conga lined her, you know, all the way across. And so she decided, she had lost a sister to breast cancer, or not to breast cancer, but to a form of cancer, I don't know. And she decided that she wanted to start this conga line and do it every year. So I joined in this year on the third year, and then this summer we're going to do it again, and it'll be the fourth. So there's a Canadian beneficiary of the ride. It's a cancer foundation. And then the National Breast Cancer Foundation here, it was chosen for two reasons. One is they got a top-notch rating from the, I can't remember the name of it. There's a an organization that scores charities based on how efficient they are with their dollars. They got a really good score there. And their focus is providing funds for women who don't have access to breast cancer screenings and such. They're very much into education and you know, preventive care, including screenings. And as we all know, unfortunately, our healthcare system, you know, just isn't a take all comers kind of a place. So that's why it was chosen, to my understanding, and I was delighted to be affiliated.
And what made you decide to do the ride?
Well, I'm a writer, and I wanted to go from North Carolina to Oregon. I'm co-authoring a book with Matt Davio, who lives in Oregon. And as it happens, the BMW rally was 15 miles away from, you know, where I was going to go and meet with him and work on the book. So I thought, okay, I'm going to do this now. I want to find a good cause. And so I looked on Facebook. I was just looking for, you know, rallies and causes that I could affiliate with, and I found Conga, which, as I said, is what Flo and Donna set up, and found these wonderful women and said, oh, this is my tribe. These are my people. And so, you know, the cause was one that I was proud to be affiliated with, and the women are just extraordinary.
Yeah, that does sound amazing. And it sounds like we were in Redmond at the same time. I was at the BMW rally over the summer. So I'm sorry I didn't know you at that time.
I know. Well, there were a lot of people there. You might have missed me in the crowd anyway.
Right, right. Our paths probably crossed. Now, you're co-authoring a book. Can you tell us a little bit about the book?
Sure. The name of the book is Trade-Offs, Leveraging the Longs and Shorts of Life. And I'm writing it with a financial trader who lives in Bend, like I said, about 15 miles or so from Redmond, not far at all. And we are taking, it's sort of a book about, you know, taking what comes at you in life and, you know, making the most of it using a trader's philosophy. So, you know, whether you're a trader or not, you know, you hear things on the news about, you know, buy, sell, hold, hedge, you know, all this kind of stuff. Well, what we're doing is we're taking that that frame of reference for making decisions and applying it to everyday decisions, such as, is now a good time to take that early retirement package that your company's offering, or should you buy or rent a house?
Mm-hmm.
You know, for people who are at end-of-life decisions or family members, you know, maybe more importantly, who have a family member who's in an end-of-life phase, you know, just giving people tools to make decisions that help to balance the head and heart. That's really, you know, sort of what it's about. And, you know, a lot of people are really interested in traders now because of the meltdown and what do those traders do to, you know, make us all, you know, so unhappy in this recession. And so it'll give a little insight to the world of trading as well.
That sounds really interesting. So I'm a Facebook fan of yours. I'll stay connected that way, I think, and we'll be interested to see when that comes out.
And you know what? We're going to do another book this year on our Conga ride. We're going to be interviewing women motorcyclists. So this is an all call. If this is you,